Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Anybody. Most or many valuable players that do a good job and are granted big contracts, they get signed to extensions before they get to free agency. And in the case of Tarek Skubal, I got to tell you, I think the odds of him ever signing with Detroit are basically 0%. I don't get this at all. The Tigers did offer a record to an arbitration-eligible pitcher of $19 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's only $4 million more than they offered Alex Cobb for a two-time Cy Young Award winner. And Skubal asked for $32 million. The largest ever ask, and also the largest gap in the history of baseball between what a player asked for and what a team offered.
So Juan Soto got $31 million in arbitration. That's the highest so far to date.
Mm-hmm.
When the Tigers, they offered arbitration to David Price, I believe it was something like $17 million. And that was how many years ago?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this is. I tried to make sense of this. A lowball offer, either this is the Tigers just being, stupid with this, which I don't think Scott Harris is stupid. So what's another reason that you would just throw an offer like this out there? And maybe it's just that, okay, you see what the number is from their side. Their side's 32. You're throwing 19. You're going to get your number, Tarek. Congratulations, because we made ours so ridiculously low when it comes to a two-time Cy Young Award winner and all the accolades you've racked up. And because you're a fifth-year player that, you know, you should get even more, you're under different circumstances and everything else, we're basically giving you your number. And maybe that's just a deference thing that maybe extends some goodwill towards.
But hold on.
I understand. I know what you're going
to
say.
You don't have to go to arbitration. You can just give them the number.
I'm trying to make sense of why the Tigers lowballed Tarek Skubal in arbitration. Because I don't think it does make sense. And if I'm trying to make any sense of it all, I guess that's it. It's just a, hey,
well,
here you go. You got
it. I always talk about results-based communication. When tensions are high and you have a goal from a conversation, I'm probably more talking about women, you're with your kids. They're mad, you're mad, but you have a result that you need to get them to. You need to get them to realize something. Getting more mad or punishing them or, you know, yelling and screaming or swearing or whatever, it probably doesn't help you get to the result you want. If you're trying to get to an end result, what's the best way to get there? Take all the emotion out of there. If they are this far apart with Skubal now and make this offer, which is borderline insulting, I feel like it's clear that he's not re-signing here. But the most likely thing to me is it's clear that he is not re-signing here. The Tigers are mad. They give him this lowball offer going into his final year. The best result for the Tigers out of having a stud pitcher with Boris, who if your take from the Tigers' perspective is there's no way he's signing here, the best result you can hope for is you win the World Series this year with Tarek Skubal. And by giving him a lowball offer, you are not engendering goodwill. You are not getting Tarek Skubal fired up for the same goal. You think people were mad when Skubal wouldn't go out for the 7th in Game 5 in the playoffs? Imagine when he won't go out for the 6th on opening day. Because he's got to ride out this year and then get the money cannon contract. Do you think he's going to put everything into it when he's got the money cannon contract at the end of the rainbow and can't afford to get hurt? I can't think of the only other reason that would make sense is something that I don't think anybody thinks they're going to do, which is we're only offering and we hope to get you at $19 million because we've earmarked that $10 million in a Bichette contract or a Bregman contract, or that money's going to go towards Kyle Tucker or something like that, which nobody thinks they're going to do that. So it's not like they're going to use the money for anything else, most likely. So what's clear here is Skubal, this is his final year with the Tigers. That locked it up for me that ain't happening. They are not signing him to a long-term contract. And I don't solely blame the Tigers for that, for being there. I actually blame I blame Boris and Skubal more for that. I don't think
sure.
I think it's clear that that the goal there is free agency, because they always know, no matter what the Tigers offer, the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, the Dodgers can do $1 more. They know that. And I don't blame them for that, that they're looking out for their client. I don't blame the Tigers for the end of the Skubal relationship. I will blame the Tigers for lowballing him here and not doing everything you possibly can to get the best version of Tarek Skubal. Give him his $32 million. Don't even blink and try and win the World Series this year with a guy that's all in to do so. Okay, this is a parting of the ways. I want to go out on top. You want to go out on top.
Well, does this just stoke the fire that they're still open for business to try to trade him? Because if there's this big canyon-esque gap between the two numbers, do other teams look at it, oh my God, that's all they have. They must not want him. Let's get back involved and try to trade for him.
According to Baseball Insiders, teams are still calling about him, but nobody's going to give the Tigers, apparently, the Herschel Walker deal in return. Well, and there's one other thing here.
Yeah.
And this matters, and maybe it doesn't, but you give zero Fs about perception when you make this offer, right? You don't care, because the fans who think that ownership or Scott Harris won't spend, this doesn't help.
I don't know what they're doing.
Think about the rest of the roster. Guys who are still under club control thinking about, am I going to get any money out of this organization when I'm a free agent and when it's my turn to renegotiate? Think about the rest of the league. Their perception of the Tigers.
Well, that's part of it, sure. And if the thing is, people aren't going to do deep dives on it. And the realization is that the Tigers know that they're not going to sign him to a long-term deal.
People in the league are going to do deep dives on it. Agents will.
I don't know if players are going to go that deep and see and look at this and say, it might be a different situation altogether. This is the best pitcher in baseball, and the Tigers can't afford to re-sign him. They can't do it. So what's happening here? He's going to get a one-year deal for $32 million. That's what he's going to get. And then he's going to hit free agent market, and he's going to set the market because that's what Boris wants to in the first place. Does it make the Tigers look bad? I think it does make the Tigers look bad. I can't make any sense of why they did this. I'm trying to workshop this and talk it out, and it doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't the Tigers have come up and said, offered $26 million? Yeah, that's a heck of a lot closer to 32, and an arbitrator might go, you know what? 26. It's a record high for a pitcher. Here you go. You got it. And they could save themselves money that they could then spend on the market, like you said, and look at it for other players, but they're not doing that. They offered 19, and they're going to have to pay 32. I think this might be a bold-ass take right now. Maybe this is a hot take. I don't think he's pitching for the Tigers for opening day.
You think they're
trading? I think he's going to get traded. I think this clearly sets the tone. They don't think he's coming back. Yeah, they'd like to have him for a World Series run, but I think this creates some animosity now between the two parties.
Well, that's exactly it. And that's why I guess I pray that you're correct, because if they can't trade him, I think they're going to have an unhappy pitcher in their clubhouse, a borderline offended pitcher who, if you give him the 32, if he asks for 32 and you give him 32, hey, man, look, I hate that this is ending, bro, but guess what? It's ending. Here's your 32. Let's go win it on your way out.
Well, and can Tarek Skubal separate his feelings for the front office from the feelings he has for A.J. Hinch and his team? I think he can. I don't know if he's going to be all that spiteful. His agent's going to be hella spiteful, and maybe for a while Tarek is as well until they start playing baseball. But at this point, I'm leaning towards the Tigers are going to trade him.
248.
And I think they should.
Well, at this point, I hope they do, because I think the options are unhappy camper with your team all season long, who's probably not selling out to win a World Series, versus getting something back for him now, and you're probably going to get more for him now than you will at the trade deadline. 248-539-9797. Now, I'm always open to the something that we might be missing. Is what could we be missing here that isn't, you know, that does make this sense? And I don't think it does. And whether that's on Scott Harris or ownership, I guess to me almost doesn't matter. I mean, it does and it doesn't. I'd like to know why they did this, because this does not feel like a results-based offer. The best result, if you don't think he's coming back here, is win the World Series with him. Then why not do everything you can to get the best version of Skubal in your clubhouse for 2026? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, trying to figure out what the Tigers' approach here is to Tarek Skubal and offering him $19 million. When I first saw that, they offered him $19 and he wanted $32. I'm like, okay. I wasn't as confused and disappointed as I became, because the more I looked into this, I'm like, you know what? This is not going to be received well by any party. This feels a little bit like a blank you. Oh, you don't want to sign with us? Fine. Here's our offer. Negotiate off this. Because remember, the way arbitration works is they now have up until the time they meet with the arbiter or the panel of three or whatever the hell it is to negotiate. And in negotiations, you know, there's low balls. You lowball a guy. Yeah, you give him the offer a little bit less. You definitely don't. You don't open with your final offer, right? I mean, that's somewhat typical. Now, maybe in a 1-year deal, you're like, screw it. But you know, that's negotiation. But this is arbitration, where everybody knows what the offer is. Skubal's likely going to win. And if you offer something ridiculously low, well,
that's why
it's even more likely he's going to win. And you know what an arbiter in baseball doesn't do? They don't say meet in the middle. They say the arbiter says it's 32 or it's 19. It's hard to imagine a world in where it's going to be 19. What is the point of this? I'm at a loss. I can usually see what a team might be thinking or what they might, because otherwise very reasonable, smart people don't do counterproductive things. I don't know. If Scott Harris is out there, want to call and explain this, I'm open to hearing an explanation that makes sense to me. This, I can't for the life of me think what they're doing here.
I don't understand it either. I mean, like, if they wanted to have a chance at winning arbitration, you'd have to put that number up closer to $24 million. And they went at 19. I mean, that disparity, the $13 million gap is so canyonous. Yep. And it is, it could absolutely be perceived as a slap to the face.
Well,
and that's not good. That's not a good look around baseball, like you said earlier.
It's not a good look with the fans.
It's not a good look around. No, the fans are. I bet you. I mean, we haven't started taking the calls yet at 248-539-9797. Same number to text. But I'm guessing people are first straight dumbfounded, and then at what point does that turn into anger? Like, why did you do that?
Well, look, if I thought they were going to spend the money on something else, fine. If this was a tipping point to actually, you know, have them get traded, like an example might be, let's say there's a team that they actually have a trade offer out there with, mm-hmm. and Scooble don't want to go there. And says, I don't want to go there. I won't sign there. And they go, okay, here's a $19 million offer. Yeah. And what if we win this? Then you're playing for $19 million. That team will pay you the $32 million. You want to go there now? Maybe that's it, but I can't for the life of me. Because
I don't think he has a say.
That feels like a stretch. No, but he has a say on who he would sign with.
Well, the long-term contract, that's at the end of the season.
Yeah, but maybe he said, I only want to go to a team that I'll sign a long-term contract with. And they said, well, we got a deal worked out with the Rangers, but they don't want to sign you long-term. And he goes, well, I don't want to go there. And they go, okay, we're going to make this $19 million offer, and maybe we'll win.
So the team would only trade for him if they think they have a chance to get. I got you.
Yep. But that feels like a stretch.
Yeah, because reporting out there is that I saw something the other day. It was the Dodgers. If somebody's going to guess, they'd say it's the Dodgers. And obviously, there's always interest in the Mets and the Yankees that have interest. And these are the teams that have money to spend. I think it's up to Scott Harris and company to work out a deal at this point with one of those teams, make it happen, and then turn around and sign someone like Bo Bichette, sign Alex Bregman. Sign a pitcher that's still out there that's above average, because there are plenty of those guys. So there's still some really good players available. And I'd be curious what the haul in return is, of course. But at this point now, it just seems like you got to trade them.
There's a couple things here that are really, I mean, there's a lot of people really mad at Scott Harris and ownership. But here's my favorite one. Take a text the first round that came in, the first batch from an unnamed texter. Hey, do you think the offer was supposed to be 29 and someone messed up? No, that's a 2, not a 1. Oh, it's supposed to be 29.
Eh, forget it. Just leave it.
Let's go to Bill in Lake Orion. You're on 97.1. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Well, you guys know me because I work for John Cooper. But long story short, I think that this contract offer to Scooble isn't just a slap in the face to Scooble and a 2-time Cy Young winner. I think it's a slap in the face against us fans who pay all this money for tickets and food and everything else, and yet they want to lowball him. I that bothers me. I don't want to go to a Tiger game anymore.
Well, I mean, the weird thing is the people that run the Tigers deserve some credit for building us a team that's currently favored to win the American League Central. And I don't want to get so mad about it that we forget that they have a competitive team. If you don't want to go, that's certainly your right, but they have built a competitive team. I don't know what the end goal is of this offer and this arbitration process. If you're going to lowball them like this, I can't for the life of me think what they're thinking on this. And I think the damage is getting a less than, like, here's another text, and this is a concern. The Tigers better trade Scooble. He will suffer a phantom injury and miss most of the season if they don't. He's in business decision mode.
Oh, boy.
Next text. You guys are morons. Not to side with ownership. But $19 million is double his salary last year and the highest number ever offered to a pitcher in arbitration. It's much more likely they win arbitration than Scooble does. Well, if they do, I mean, and I think it is possible they win arbitration. And for the reasons you said. And we appreciate the text, maybe not the insult, but cool. they might win it, but I think the result's the same. I think you have an unhappy Scooble in your clubhouse. Now, do I blame the Tigers for being at a total impasse with Scooble? No, I blame Scott Boras. And I blame, you know, I wish the Tigers were in a position, like, they do have a budget. They don't have a cap, though. Somebody said this is like, I saw this on Twitch. Somebody said this is like when the Lions tried to get the signing bonus back from Calvin. There's a big difference. That's a cap world where they could use that money on other players. And so, and usually they did spend up to the cap. So they wanted cap space back to make them better in the future. That made more sense to me than this. This I just don't get. 248-539-9797. David and Warren. Hi, David.
Two quick questions. First one is, are we making a real complex argument? And the second question is related to this first. Couldn't it really just simply be that Scooble's goal is 24 mil or 26? He knew he threw it up high so that the arbitration could at least come up somewhere.
The arbitrator in baseball's process, the arbitrator takes one offer or the other. The arbitrator doesn't say meet in the middle. The arbitrator says either rules it's 32 or it's 19.
Okay, so you just answered my second question, yeah. And that was when you were talking in terms of who wins the arbitration. So maybe how come there's not any discussion regarding the fact that maybe Scooble's offer was just a little bit too high?
Well, I mean, this
based on
I suppose they could meet in the middle, and because you can sign a contract up until your arbitration date. So there can be back and forth. And, you know, that this could be just the starting point for negotiations, as it turns out. But I just think offering him $19 million is a bad place to start. And I think the damage it does to the perception of this organization far outweighs the upside of saving a few million dollars on Scooble's last contract.
So when is do they have the date for when, this comes official, I guess? Cause if they have the time to negotiate to that, maybe that's just it. It's just it's a starting point for negotiation to get more towards the middle. And then they avoid it at the last minute because he agrees to a 1 year, $25 million dollar deal. That simple. It's just a negotiation, and don't be upset. It's just business. This is why you hire an agent.
Yeah,
agent deals with this, so you're not supposed to get insulted because this is just a negotiation process.
248-539.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
997, 97, 97.1. So, on the Michigan front, Justice Haynes, it has been announced, is going to the transfer portal. Running back, I wondered if the writing was on the wall with that when they took Taylor Tatum yesterday, former top recruit. They got him to transfer from Oklahoma. I was like, that's interesting because that's one crowded running back room. If Haynes comes back, and Haynes still may come back, but we shall see. 248-539-9797. His name's in the portal for now. You asked me a question during the break. How many players from Mississippi, Ole Miss, do I think go into the portal the next few days? I think a lot.
Yeah.
I think that the portal is used as a negotiating ploy. And I quite frankly, find this stuff that I want to unplug from all this because I find it to be somewhat frustrating. And there's a reason why it's okay that you negotiate new contracts. I think one thing they need to look at as far as vulnerabilities of the system is I think you need to be an accredited player agent at the collegiate level. In the pros, you can't.
That would help.
You have to be an accredited agent to represent a player.
It should be a separate group of agents that represent coaches. Because this whole mess with Washington,
where
you had the guy representing both Damond Williams, the quarterback, and Jed Fish, the coach, seems like that's a conflict.
Yep,
and then he eventually says, "Yeah, I'm out. I'm stepping away from. I'm no longer going to represent
Damond Williams.
Williams." And then Damond Williams ends up returning to Washington because, well, frankly, he was threatened by the Big Ten.
Yep,
and others.
He'd signed a binding contract.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is an example of how this kind of stuff was never part of college football. It is now, and that's fine. I think they need to clean it up with having accredited agents because I know that there's some stuff going on behind the scenes that wouldn't fly at the NFL level, but that's, you know, get that sorted out. And I put this in the category of the Sunday through Friday stuff with college football that I don't love, but how great was last night's game? And I still love Saturdays. So
it was great.
I try not to let that impact my overall enjoyment of the sport. And it hasn't yet. Let's go to Brandon in Shelby Township. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
So one thing to consider is, so next year when the managers or the owners are doing the thing with the salary cap, so what if they sign Scooble? So say the Dodgers have a bunch more money than everybody else. They have all the best players, Ohtani, and then they get Scooble. So if they implement a salary cap, how does that work? Do they have to like dwindle down like their staff?
I don't know. When salary caps are introduced, I don't know if there's a grandfathering in of contracts that you get to exceed it while your guys' contracts expire. That's all part of, I guess, the negotiations. Because you're right. If a cap is put in place, chances are it'll be put in place that impacts the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, the Red Sox, the teams that have probably bigger TV deals and can spend a lot more money.
Or a TV deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Because anytime somebody's a free agent, they're like, oh, well, the Yankees or the Dodgers, because they have a bunch of – it's not even just one owner. It's a bunch of people like that own the team. And so they have a bunch of money to spend towards the team. And if a salary cap's implied, then I guess everybody else has a better chance.
Yeah, I don't think baseball is going to go to one. I think there are some parts that really want a salary cap, and obviously the players don't. Because the players want to get as much money as they can, and teams like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, those major market teams, those huge market teams, they don't want it because there is the advantage that they get because they have the better deals in place, so they can spend more money. I think what has to happen in baseball, at the very least, they have to put a basement in. You know, a floor to the cap. There's no cap, but there's a way they can make it punitive for teams signing players, and that is to make the luxury tax more punitive. You know, put that at a lower level instead of where, I don't know what the number is right now.
You mean drop it?
Yeah, let's say the number is for the luxury tax doesn't kick in until you have, you know, $280 million spent on payroll. And then after that, it's taxed at a 75% or whatever it is. If they were to lower that number where the luxury tax starts at $200 million, does that stop teams from spending over that cap? And at the same time, you say that, well, in the meantime, everybody else has to spend at least $100 million on their baseball team, on their payroll.
It's currently $241 million.
For the luxury tax?
For the luxury tax. You're right. They could drop it, but they could also make a floor.
Do both.
So you can't nickel and dime. You have to pay players. And when you go above it, it's a 20% tax on your contract that goes above it, and it's escalating for repeat offenders, which include the Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, and Phillies.
Yeah, they don't care.
248-539-9797. Rob on a cell. Hi, Rob.
Hi, boys. I was going to bring the fact up about Scooble. Unbelievable player, obviously. But at this point, where the Tigers are, if they've made that decision, they're not going to re-sign him. Why would they pay him $32 million right now? You're going to get a six-inning pitcher all year long. He's going to be on a pitch count. His agent's going to dictate his usage. You lose that value. And at the other end of it, he's going to want to perform at a very high level to get the big payday later. So from a pure business standpoint, it just seems like you'd be handing him the money to not get full authorization to use him. And if you think about it from like the Dodgers, all those Dodgers players pitching on one day rest or pitching 120 pitches in the playoffs, you're not going to get that out of Scooble this year. It will never happen.
I'm worried about it. I'm definitely worried about it.
I don't know why there's so much. I guess because now we see the numbers that are thrown out there, and it seems like there's now I have clarity on what I think the Tigers should do. I mean, before it was, wow, I'm not sure that you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. There are three options you can do. And now it's obvious that they're not going to have any chance at re-signing him or signing him to an extension because it's just too far. They can't pay that much. And with the number they threw out there, the lowball offer they threw out there, even if it is just a starter to get negotiations going to negotiate to the middle before the arbiter finally rules on this thing, I still think the upside of that is not nearly worth it.
Because they're literally saving a few million dollars to have an unhappy camper.
Exactly. So the clarity, of clarity that I have right now, Rob, is I think they have to trade him.
I don't disagree with you, Gator, but what I'm trying to say to you is the impetus for him to perform this year is going to be his future. So you really don't have to worry about an unhappy camper. He's not going to perform at a bad level because it will hurt his future value.
You have to look at it
from only the perspective of $19 million for him, okay, is actually very close to the record jump in an arbitration year for a pitcher. Because we keep trying to compare him to pitchers and other players. Pitcher-wise, he would make, if they made that deal 21, he would every record for the jump in 1 year.
That's
to the
fine,
next for
but
pitchers.
He's different. Okay, he's a different guy. The only reason
he's eligible, and literally he'd be locked in to having that jump. He couldn't go to $32 million if he had 150 days less of service.
Right, he's got a fifth year. I understand.
That's what makes it.
It's a unique situation that he's in. Okay, and that's why he's. He can make the more money. However, looking at, you know, it's not just a pitcher. You have to look at it in the standpoint of what is he as a player. This is a guy that when he hits the free agent is going to reset the market for what players get, not just pitchers, players. So that's why the Soto number comes in where Soto got $31 million. He's going to eclipse that. He's going to get the 32.
But Gator, it's unique in the sense that, as I said before, you're not going to get him at full value. He will pitch totally different once he gets his big deal.
I don't know about that.
He will pitch 120 pitches. He will do all that because the truth is that once they're paid, they have security in a way that they perform different.
He's not going to do it this year.
Yeah, he's,
he's not giving him 120 in a game this year, no matter how important it is. He didn't last year. Why would he do it this year?
Well, You got amazing effectiveness out of him. And I don't want to dog Tarek Skubal. He was the best pitcher in baseball and is the best pitcher in baseball. I think there's a legitimate question to ask yourself is, how much longer do you think he's going to be the best pitcher in baseball? And does that make sense for the Tigers at all? And it really doesn't. To give him an 8-year, 9-year deal, it doesn't make sense. And I don't think they're in that. You know, would it make sense for any other team to do that? It probably doesn't, but those teams can afford to do it. They can afford to front load the contract or whatever and defer money at a later date. And, you know, they can do all types of things because they have the money to be able to do that and take that risk. I think it's clear to me now that the Tigers have to trade Tarek Skubal.
Some interesting texts. Scott and Carlton says, there's something in the medicals with Skubal. Remember when he got pulled from that game? Something is up.
Yeah,
I don't know about it either, but I'm looking for any plausible explanation. The upside of lowballing him makes no sense. And then there's this, and Jake and Howe writes this, why are you guys so sure Skubal's going to win his hearing? His projected figure was 17.8. He and Boros are not negotiating in good faith. They might not be. But the result, okay, if you could tell me, for an extra, if the projected number where we got that from is 17.8, and it's fair, I'm not doubting your, is 14.2 million higher to have the best pitcher in baseball happy and giving you his all on a common goal of winning a World Series, I'd pay the 14.2 million. I'm not so sure you're going to have a happy camper who's going to go into eighth, ninth inning and throw 120 pitches when you need it in an important game if you're in any kind of race, because he's got a future to think of. Is he really going to empty the tank? Is he happy with the organization today? Now, do I love what Boros and Skubal have done from a... No, I don't. I think it's clear that the whole point of this is to get out of Detroit because some other market can always give you $1 like, more.
I think the strange part of this whole thing is that it's $19 million. If the Tigers had offered 21 in arbitration, and it's the same starter as the 19. Is look, it's a negotiation. We're going to try to negotiate. We're not giving you 32. We're going to give you 21. But in our minds, we know where we're going to meet. We're going to meet at 27, right? So let's get to that point and go ahead and do it before the arbiter rules on this, or the arbitrator rules on this. Does it matter? I guess for optics, it looks better if there's a 2 in front of it than a 1.
Yeah.
Right? Well, 19 looks so lowball when the other number is 32.
I think the upside of meeting his number and just hitting the 32 and saying to hell with it far outweighs the downside of making this offer and maybe saving a few million dollars.
Now, the one thing that the Tigers are very tight-lipped about what they do. So I don't suspect we're going to see anybody leaking any kind of information on this as to whether the Tigers are upset with Tarek Skubal or not, or if this is whatever, this is negotiation or whatever. However, Scott Boros may let some people know how he feels about this offer. Is this legit or not?
97.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Come on. We'll get back to your phone calls in a minute. You know, we were sitting out in the office. Somebody came up to me and said, is Patrick Kane getting an empty net goal for the 500th goal the same as Michael Strahan getting a record-breaking sack when Brett Favre rolled right to his feet and laid down so Strahan could fall on top of him and get the sack? And I said, no, empty net goals are part of the strategy of the game. Yep. It's the team, Vancouver wasn't giving up. They were employing a well-used, oftentimes strategy of pulling the goalie to try and get back in the game. And Kaner took advantage of it. And, in an ideal storybook world, yeah, he scores his 500th goal in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals to win it for Detroit, right?
Well, that wouldn't count as a regular season goal.
No, that's true. He does it in a game, a playoff clinching, whatever. He does it in a much more dramatic way than an empty net goal in a 4-1 game.
It's
yeah,
a snipe.
Yeah, but it's something awesome.
An overtime goal.
I can't imagine there was one person knowing he was sitting on $4.99 last night that was sitting there at LCA going, oh, man, this sucks. You all got to see it. We got to experience it.
Okay, it's a guy who scored 27 empty net goals in his career.
And they all count as one to add up to 500. Some of them are empty nets.
That's it.
Some of Gretzky's goals were empty nets.
A lot of Gretzky's goals were empty nets. He had over 50 of them, I believe. And Ovechkin, I think, has 69 empty net goals. It's part of the game. You're trying to salt away the game, right? I love the cheapy when the team gets it. I love statistics in sports and get the goal, man. This is a team is trying to tie things up or, you know, make things closer in the game so they pull the goaltender. Okay, that's the risk you take. Am I not supposed to employ my best goal scorers on the ice to counter that?
Well, the funny thing is,
you just say thank you. I just got number 500. Here we go. Can't wait for 501.
Again, it's cooler to be a snipe, but whatever.
Yeah.
Kenny, are we wrong, right? You're a hockey guy.
So in hockey, amongst the hockey crowd, there's a saying, they don't ask how, they ask how many. And that's exactly what this is. Every great player has scored empty netters. This is no different. And oftentimes when somebody's approaching a milestone like this and there's an empty net situation, they'll throw them out there and try to feed him just so that they can get that. They did it with Austin Matthews a while back when he was reaching his milestone.
Well, yeah, if you have an issue with it, then that's fine. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just don't think it's that big a deal. But 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Aubrey in Farmington Hills. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. To your point here about Patrick Kane, there are people that have find the negative of anything. But it just is what it is. Hey, you guys do, first of all, a terrific job. Always appreciate having a chance to listen to you both.
Thank you.
Really, really good at what you do.
Appreciate that.
I'm gonna post something that's said a lot, and that is, what are we doing here? So during my lifetime, I've enjoyed two World Series championships, 68 and 84. If we can't afford to keep our premium players, how in the world can we really expect to compete and really have a true chance to win a World Series championship? It just really bothers me. And maybe there's something that I don't understand, but it really bothers me. bothers me that Detroit seemingly cannot compete to keep the premium players. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys think, but that's frankly what bothers me about all of this. Notwithstanding the fact, by the way, that you have a team right now that lost a 15-game lead. So how do we expect to compete if we can't keep our best players?
Well, because you keep finding other players that replace those players, and you've got plenty of teams that are not from, you know, the giant payrolls in baseball that go ahead and win a World Series. It happens all the time. It's not always the Dodgers, although okay. It feels like the Dodgers will never relinquish it now. But you know, you certainly see how both teams from Texas win a World Series. The Braves have won a World Series, and then you go back to Kansas City won a World Series, and you know, there's been plenty of teams that have done it without having a $300 million payroll.
Well, that's fair, and I appreciate it. I mean, the Yankees haven't won a World Series in a long time, and I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're paying out a big salary to their players. So I appreciate your answer. I just wasn't really sure.
I'm a little concerned that what you just said isn't going to be true for much longer, and I'm not sure that the tide hasn't started to turn. If you look at the last four World Series, every team that has played in the World Series, the eight teams that have been there, have been in the top 10 in payroll. And 4 years ago, it was the Astros and Phillies. They ranked ninth and fourth in payroll. 2023, it was Texas and Arizona. They were sixth and eighth in payroll.
Do you have what the payroll number was?
I can get it, it being relative to the rest of the league, the last 2 years, it was the Dodgers and Yankees, which were first and third in payroll, and this past year, it was the Dodgers and Blue Jays, which were first and fourth in payroll. And I think you're right. Teams have won the World Series historically. Plenty of them have. I'm a little concerned that the system, the way it's set up now, and the way it's being used, that might not be the case moving forward. It's only 2 years.
Well,
I think it's something worth paying attention to.
I think there's something else worth paying attention to, and that is that when the Tigers were good, when Mike Yelich owned the team, he was willing to spend more money to try to put them over the top. I have the payroll numbers for the 2012 team that got swept by the Giants. Yeah, but it was. And I don't know what the payroll was.
$145 million.
Okay. And that's back, you know, 13, 14 years ago. Their payroll a couple years after that, the 2014 team, I think that was a high pay, the last high payroll.
$187 million. It was third highest in baseball.
Yeah. So I think if this team gets to that, this is what they said. This is what Chris Ellich says. He's willing to spend. Spending on the best pitcher in baseball might be different. And it's unfortunate because it is the guy. He is your homegrown guy, but it's the perfect storm that you're going against because he's represented by Scott Boras, who's absolutely going to go get the most for him.
Seattle and Detroit were 15th and 16th this past year. They were obviously even in terms of money they spent, and they were about as even as they could be in a postseason series. But that means there's 14 teams below Detroit and Seattle that you really have to question how much of a chance they even have. Some of those teams can spend more money and some of them can't.
Yeah, this is why baseball has to change their platform here because they need to have some way to keep these teams that are in the bottom half of the league, keep them honest and have them spending a realistic number while trying to rein in the teams at the top that are spending way over the top because they just don't care. Oh, luxury tax, doesn't matter. We got a $300 million payroll, and we just don't care.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're not quite sure we understand what the Tigers are doing with the Skubal offer, a $19 million offer for arbitration. He wants 32, and it just feels like a lowball that has more negative consequences than possible positive consequences. Got to talk about that college football CFP semifinal game last night. That was something, and there's a lot to discuss there, including what it means for the B1G. Next, 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by.
National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.